Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by E.T. Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 82 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate expected to vote sometime soon on the Trump budget bill. Republicans have been debating it for more than a day now, nonstop. They're trying to scrape together enough votes to get the spending package passed. President Trump, meantime, in Florida, standing alongside Governor Ron DeSantis, touting the massive detention center being built in the Everglades. He says more facilities will be built soon.
We have Louisiana doing it big, Alabama's doing it. We have a lot of states. They seem to be red states and not too many blue states for whatever reason, you know. But the red states, Republican-run states, are doing it. The blue states don't do very well at security and policing.
Job openings in the U.S. rising unexpectedly in May, showing once again the resiliency of the American job market. Televangelist Jimmy Swaggart has died. His ministry, worth millions, fell apart in the 90s following prostitution scandals. He continued preaching. Jimmy Swaggart was 90. This is ABC News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to visit Washington next week, and he has a meeting with President Trump on July 7th, he says. The jury in Sean Combs' sex trafficking trial has just sent another note to the judge. It's the fifth note the jury has sent since deliberations began yesterday. The FBI is now offering a $5 million reward for information on an accused hacker team. ABC's Rhiannon Alley with details.
Four North Korean agents are accused of pretending to be IT workers here in the U.S. so they could infiltrate American companies and steal money to fund North Korean weapons programs. The suspects allegedly used stolen IDs to get jobs as remote IT workers in what the FBI says was a North Korean government operation to defraud companies all over the world.
Among the victims, an Atlanta-based tech entrepreneur who says the suspect spent months gaining his trust, then hacked him out of $800,000 and wiped out all history of any of their chats. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, Simpsons Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Total Protect, BL Signs, Colloy Contracting, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 82 degrees in Richland Center. Our forecast calls for great summer weather this afternoon. Partly cloudy and seasonally warm, not too humid with a high of 83. Tonight, clear and pleasant, a low of 62. And tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy and quite warm, a high of 86. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 58, it's 82 degrees.
When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech, a MyPC LLC company. Serving Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa, Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, keeping your business safe and secure. But that's not all. Total Tech also offers flat rate commercial IT support, PC repair, security camera systems, telephone systems, and cutting edge audio and video solutions. For reliable, comprehensive protection and tech services, choose Total Tech. Visit them at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech. Again, online at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. Total Tech, protecting your business in Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Good afternoon. It's 81 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Republicans who control the state legislature have reached a deal on a new two-year budget. The deal announced today cuts income taxes by $1.3 billion, increases funding for the universities of Wisconsin despite a threatened cut, and raises fees to pay for transportation projects. The deal in the battleground state emerged the day after the deadline for enacting a new budget. However, there is no government shutdown in Wisconsin when the budget is late. The legislature is scheduled to pass the budget deal this week. Last week, the legislature's Joint Committee on Finance voted to not fully fund the Department of Justice's Victim Services budget request. Office of Crime Victim Services Executive Director Shira Phelps says without adequate funding, local programs will be forced to lay off staff, reduce hours and programming, or close. Phelps says victims would also lose crisis counseling, emergency shelter, legal help, and life-saving programs. Late Friday, the legislature's Joint Committee on Finance approved $20 million to go towards victim services. DOJ had requested nearly $68 million over 2 years. Phelps and other advocates joined Attorney General Josh Call for a Monday press conference. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction today, as required by state law, released an estimate of the general school aides each public school district will receive for the 2025-26 school year. This estimate allows school districts to develop their 2025-26 fiscal year budget and is based on 2024-25 budgeted dollars submitted by school districts. The DPI will certify general school aid amounts based on 2024-25 actual data on October 15th. The current estimate uses the 2024-25 general aid appropriation to forecast the July 1st aid estimates. No increase in aid is currently allocated in the Joint Committee on Finance's budget proposal for the 2025-26 or 2026-27 fiscal years. As such, the estimated general school aid used in this estimate totals $5.58 billion. Of the state's 421 school districts, 32.1% or 135 districts are currently estimated to receive more general aids than in 2024-25, while 65.8% of districts, or 277 are estimated to receive less. 9 districts are estimated to have no change in aid between the 2024-25 and 2025-26 fiscal years. Notably, 86 districts are estimated to receive a 15% decrease in general aids, which is the maximum decrease allowable under the state's Hold Harmless Aid provision. This represents a 26% increase in the percentage of districts predicted to face the largest cuts in general aid funding from the previous fiscal year. In the 2024-25 fiscal year, by contrast, 64 districts were estimated to receive the 15% maximum decrease in aid. Some area schools estimated to receive an increase include Baraboo, an additional $170,169, Boscobel, an additional $370,832, Highland, an additional $82,651, and Reedsburg, an additional $73,577. Many area districts are estimated to receive less funding. They include Fenimore Community, losing $327,724, Hillsboro facing a loss of $44,507, Iowa Grant losing $106,652, Ithaca with an estimated loss of $27,920, Kickapoo area facing a $321,375 loss, Lafarge a $313,234 loss, Mineral Point losing $74,623, Richland faces a loss of $49,523, River Valley $292,857, Riverdale $114,000, Weston $188,119, and Wisconsin Heights is estimated to lose $415,769. General school aids are the largest form of state support for Wisconsin public schools, offsetting local property taxes under state-imposed revenue limits. Wisconsin statutes require the Department of Public Instruction to publish estimated aid amounts by July 1st each year. A district's general aids can increase or decrease due to changes in funds available from the state, as well as changes in any of the three local factors comprising Wisconsin's general equalization aid formula: property valuation, enrollment, and shared costs. A law intended to help students read only received part of its intended funding from state legislators. Jimmy Kuska has more.
Republican legislators on the state's Joint Finance Committee released only part of the funds allocated for 2023 Act 20, a law that mandates phonics-based instruction to address reading literacy in schools across Wisconsin. The law called for $50 million in funding, but only $9 million was released. The money will be used to hire over 6 literacy coaches at schools with the lowest reading scores. The remaining $41 million is now returned to the state's general fund.
Governor Tony Evers and the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin released the fifth annual report of the Governor's Task Force on Broadband Access on Monday. According to the report, roughly 93,000 previously unserved locations and about 163,000 households and businesses were connected to high-speed internet service in the last year. The report also recommended allocating additional state funding for broadband expansion, as well as prioritizing both the deployment of fiber technology where possible and alternative options in more difficult-to-reach areas. The Reedsburg Area Medical Center has announced it will be opening the RAMC Laval Clinic in partnership with the Laval Telephone Cooperative to bring primary care to Laval and surrounding communities in the fall. The clinic will provide a local health care option for preventative wellness care. The RAMC Laval Clinic will be located in the Laval Telephone Cooperative building on Highway 33. It will be open Monday through Friday and will be primarily staffed by a nurse practitioner or physician's assistant and medical assistants. There will be 5 exam rooms. Basic labs in the RAMC pharmacy team is working on a way to fill some prescriptions in Laval. Over the next several months, REMC will be recruiting providers and staff for the Laval Clinic team. They will also be sharing more information about establishing care in Laval for interested patients. Updates will be available on the REMC website. A home was a complete loss following a fire in Muscadet Sunday afternoon. The Muscadet Fire Department responded to a call at the Cup home at 236 North Wisconsin Avenue around 2:15. Firefighters were fighting the blaze under adverse conditions for 7 hours. The Muscadet Fire Department received mutual aid from the Avoca, Blue River, and Richland Center Fire Departments, the Muscadet EMS, the Boscobel EMS, Muscadet Police Department, and Muscadet Utilities. A Madison man accused of violating sanctions against Russia has reached a plea deal in federal court. The Wisconsin State Journal reports federal prosecutors accused Andrew Pogosin of selling 8 pieces of scientific equipment to Russian buyers. He allegedly tried to mask those sales by claiming they were going to other Eastern European countries. The plea deal says at least one of those pieces of equipment made it to a branch of the Russian military that creates chemical weapons. Under the deal, Pogosin faces a maximum of 10 years in prison for the most serious charges of smuggling. A prisoner accused of killing her cellmate at Wisconsin's women's prison has pleaded no contest to homicide. Prosecutors charged 29-year-old Taylor Sanchez in January 2024 with first-degree intentional homicide in 68-year-old Cindy Schultz Judas's death in 2023. According to the criminal complaint, Sanchez beat Schultz Judas's to death because Sanchez was hearing voices. Sanchez initially pleaded not guilty due to insanity. Online court records show she changed her plea Monday to no contest, meaning she acknowledges there's enough evidence to convict her, but is not admitting guilt. Sanchez faces a mandatory life sentence when she's sentenced July 28th. A total of 35 people were ejected from two Morgan Wallen concerts over the weekend at Camp Randall Stadium. The Wisconsin State Journal reports Saturday's concert saw 23 ejections, followed by 12 on Sunday. There were technically 10 arrests Sunday because one person was arrested a second time after re-entering the stadium following his first arrest. UW-Madison police spokesperson Mark Lavaket says the majority of ejections and citations were related to disorderly behavior due to alcohol consumption. The concerts over the weekend were the first live shows at Camp Randall in 28 years. It's a sunny 81 degrees in Richland Center at 12:18. Safety is important when using fireworks. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting, to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center has been a Gale dealer for as long as most can remember, including the day when the first Gale skid loader arrived on the lot. Today, the next revolution of versatile Gale skid loaders is designed to meet the demanding needs of contractors, municipalities, landscapers, dairies, and agricultural operations. Get the full story on a work-saving, productivity-improving, dependable Gale skid loader at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Be sure to ask about special incentives available to help put a Gale skid loader or mini backhoe to work for you today.
It's 82 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:20. Safe, sane, sober. Three words to keep in mind when using fireworks at home. Lisa Hale has more.
Most fire departments will recommend leaving the fireworks to the professionals. But with Independence Day celebrations, there are bound to be some people using fireworks at home. Green Bay Metro Fire Captain Nick Craig said fireworks cause thousands of children to end up in the emergency room every year.
The biggest thing is the amount of injuries. We're looking at over 10,000 injuries caused by consumer fireworks every year. And the ones that are legal for consumers to buy are actually causing the majority of those injuries.
Sparklers are prime examples of that.
They burn at over 1,200 degrees. That's super hot. Obviously, the end of the metal rod on the sparkler is red hot when it's done burning. Sparklers account for 29% of fireworks injuries for children under the age of 5.
For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
The Boscobel Firemen's 2025 July 4th celebration will be held Thursday and Friday at Cronsage Park in Boscobel. This year's theme is Proud to be an American. The event kicks off Thursday with Greg Webster, Shalani and Joe performing from 5 until 8, and the Corey Farley Band will be on stage from 8:30 until 11. On Friday morning, the Firecracker Run starts at 8, with registration starting at 7:30. More info about the run can be found at BoscobelFirecrackerRun.com. The Giant Street Parade steps off on Wisconsin Avenue at 1. Registration for the parade will be held at the fire station from 10 until noon. There will be thunder showers, bounce houses from 1:30 until 7. The band Countryfied play from 3 until 7. And Willie and Hank Kids Fire Training will be at the tennis courts from 7 until 9. The evening then culminates with the big fireworks show at dusk. Burgers, brats, hot dogs, pulled pork, and beverages will be sold both days. Absolutely no carry-ins or fireworks are allowed at the Boscobel Firemen's 2025 July 4th celebration Thursday and Friday at Cronsage Park in Boscobel. More information can be found on the Boscobel Firemen's July 4th celebration Facebook page. Sharing the road with commercial motor vehicles requires special consideration. Large trucks and buses have larger blind spots, limited maneuverability, and require more time to stop, making driver awareness and patience critical for a safe transportation system. The Wisconsin State Patrol's July Law of the Month reminds CMV operators and all other drivers that safety is a shared responsibility on the highways. Simple actions can help drivers stay safe near large trucks and buses. Avoid lingering in blind spots. Large trucks and buses have large blind spots around all four sides. Remember, if you cannot see a truck driver in their side mirror, they cannot see you. Use caution when passing. State law prohibits drivers from returning to a traffic lane until safely clear of the overtaken vehicle. Give plenty of space. State law prohibits drivers from following another vehicle more than closely than is reasonable. Following too closely decreases a driver's reaction time. Motorists should be aware that a fully loaded truck can weigh up to 80,000 pounds and requires almost 2 football fields to stop when traveling at highway speeds. Use and watch for turn signals. CMVs require extra room to turn. Large trucks turning right may need to move left to create enough turning space. Drivers should stay back and avoid passing on the right to prevent being squeezed. Large vehicles also require extra space in roundabouts. All motorists approaching a roundabout must yield to traffic already within a roundabout. When approaching a roundabout alongside or closely adjacent to a vehicle 40 feet or longer, including buses and CMVs, state law requires drivers of smaller vehicles to yield or slow down, allowing larger vehicles first entrance in space through the roundabout. Shake Rag Alley Center for the Arts will host its 23rd annual Woodlanders Gathering July 10th through 13th in the heart of Mineral Point. Whether a beginner or an experienced craftsperson, the retreat promises an enjoyable, creative time with over 30 nature-based workshops and a community of instructors. Options include rustic furniture, felting and dyeing, mosaic leatherwork, wood carving, papermaking, and bookbinding. Try your hand at blacksmithing, art with found objects, a community sing, and garden art with milkweed pods. Mornings begin with coffee and treats on the Art Cafe patio, and there are lunches on the green, and the incredible Woodlander Silent Auction features rustic arts, nature crafts, books, tools, and more, all benefiting Shake Rag Alley's mission. Woodlander's Day fees of $115 include a choice of available workshops, lunches on the green, snacks, and beverages. Half-day registrations for workshops are only $60. Friday and Saturday dinners are an additional $10 each. The deadline to register for workshops is July 7th. In addition to the Saturday Woodlander schedule, Stay Tuned will be performing at Alley Stage at 6. They deliver a varied repertoire of classic country and western swing tunes featuring interpretations of well-known songs from Patsy Cline, Willie Nelson, Hank Williams, and other greats. Tickets are $13 and can be purchased online or at the door. For more information about Woodlanders, shakeragalley.org/annual-retreat/woodlanders or call 608-987-3292. Little Shop of Horrors is a musical comedy that has become a cult classic, known for its dark humor and catchy tunes. The show seamlessly combines elements of horror, comedy, and musical theater. Most people have some knowledge of the hapless Seymour, his innocent girlfriend Audrey, and the menacing but seductive Audrey II, a plant that lives on blood. As it grows, it provides wealth and fame, but demands greater and greater sacrifices. Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin will present The Little Shop of Horrors July 25th, 26th, 27th, and August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. The show will be directed by Cameron Cormacan. He is enjoying his second time as a director and his first time directing a musical. The cast will be led by Dave Van Halgren as Seymour. Faith Morgus stars as Audrey. Matt Rowe will be playing Oren Scavello. Glenn Dunn will be Mr. Mushnick. The doo-wop girls will be portrayed by Maggie Keller, Kate Stoda, and Cassidy Mansilla-Young. Michael Ames will be the voice of the plant, Audrey II. Additional roles will be filled by Chloe Hine, Ryan Whitman, Leo Murr, and Hunter Danes. Performances will be held at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Tickets will be available at the door and are $15 for adults, $10 for children under 18, and $50 for a family package of two adults and any number of children. The City of Viroqua, in partnership with the Viroqua Chamber, has opened the second application window for the Tourism Event Grant. This grant is designed to support local nonprofits and volunteer-led groups in hosting events that bring people to Viroqua and encourage them to stay overnight. The goal is to help make it easier to market events that draw visitors from beyond the region, especially during the quieter months of fall and winter. Whether you're planning something brand new or building on a favorite tradition, this grant can support your work. Applications are open now through August 31st, with $3,000 total in available funding for events taking place between October 2025 and March 2026. To be eligible, events must be organized by a nonprofit or volunteer-run group, take place in or around Viroqua, attract paid overnight visitors, and use the grant for marketing aimed at an audience outside a 50-mile radius. Funding can be used only for five things like social media, ads, regional publications, PR, or building an event website. To apply, go online to viroquachamber.com/events/grants-applications. Applications are due by 5 p.m. August 31st. Awards will be announced in September, with funding distributed in October. For questions related to grant applications, contact the Viroqua Chamber at infodesk@viroquachamber.com or call 608-637-2577. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for the Shooting Range Grant Program through July 15th. The grant program provides financial assistance for safe and accessible firearm or archery recreational shooting opportunities for the public. Managers of public and private shooting ranges that meet public access requirements or individuals interested in building a new shooting range are encouraged to apply. Ideal ranges are located near highly populated areas and offer educational programming for the public related to hunting and shooting sports. Ranges operating as a for-profit business are not eligible for funding. The grant program is administered as a reimbursement grant for incurred expenses. All new construction must be compliant with the Americans with Disabilities Act. The 2025 grant cycle will have $600,000 available for range improvement projects. New this year, before submitting a completed application, all applicants are required to contact Sarah Brenner, DNR Shooting Range Grant Program Manager, at sarah.brenner@wisconsin.gov or call 715-894-8666. Or Brett Johannan, DNR Public Shooting Range Manager, at brett.johannan@wisconsin.gov or call 608-772-4928. Visit the DNR Shooting Range Grant Program webpage for more information about applying, eligible items, and resources. On Monday, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced that a sharp-tailed grouse hunt will be held for the first time since 2018. According to a press release, the hunting season will be held from October 18th to November 9th. Interested hunters can apply for entry into a limited drawing lottery until August 1st. DNR officials say years of conservation efforts have helped the sharp-tailed grouse population grow enough to support the hunt. More information can be found on the Department of Natural Resources sharp-tailed grouse hunting webpage. Firefighters from several Washington County departments responded to a train derailment and diesel spill Monday morning in Hartford. Hartford Fire Rescue Chief Tony Burgard said three Wisconsin Southern engines and 19 of 50 cars being pulled overturned. He said several thousand gallons of diesel fuel spilled into the ground and the outer shell of a nitrous oxide tank cracked off but did not leak. The three Wisconsin Southern crew members on board the train walked away with minor injuries. There were no other injuries and no evacuations at nearby homes or businesses. A contractor is working to clean the spilled diesel fuel and remediate the site. The cause of the derailment is not known at this time. And the Wisconsin State Patrol is investigating after a city garbage truck hit and killed a bicyclist in Janesville. The crash happened Monday morning on the city's east side. The crash site is near a curved Y-shaped set of intersections. The Rock County 911 Communications Center says the person on the bike was an adult male. The city of Janesville posted on social media that the bicyclist died despite life-saving efforts. Victim's identity has not been released. Circumstances surrounding the incident are under investigation. It's 81 degrees in Richland Center, 27 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are next.
From buying your first car to enjoying retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, here for you every step of the way. With insurance products designed exclusively for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most. Plus, save with discounts when you bundle home and auto insurance. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center. Rural Mutual Insurance. Keep Wisconsin strong.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at wccu.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union.
It's 81 degrees in Richland Center on this Tuesday afternoon, July 1st. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Margaret A. Liska, 89, of rural Waniwak, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Greenwood Lutheran Cemetery, rural Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Wednesday from 4 until 7. Margaret Liska is survived by 6 children, Gary and Barb Liska of Lancaster, Joe and Nancy Liska of Loxley, Alabama, Jean and Greg Krabarski, Lori and Brian Lansinger, and Rick and Kim Liska, all of Hillsboro, and Bobby Joe and Jim McDermott of Elroy. 17 grandchildren, 26 great-grandchildren, a brother, Robert Lynn, and 2 sisters, Sharon Schwartz and Linda and Terry Gunder. Margaret A. Liska, 89, of rural Waniwak. Deborah M. Fargin, 64, of rural Hill Point, died Friday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, July 12th at 3 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, July 12th, from 1 until the time of service at 3. Memorials can be made to the family. Deb Fargin is survived by her husband Bill, 6 children, Heather Fargin and Tad, and Heidi Fargin and Brandon, all of Richland Center, Bryant and Sabrina Fargin of Ithaca, Brittany Fargin of Hill Point, Megan Fargin and Anthony of Madison, and Michael Fargin of Hill Point. 13 grandchildren, 15 brothers and sisters, Marge Benson, Herman Zolik, Herbert and Patty Zolik, Nancy Rupp, Yvonne and Mark Zastro, Neil and Betty Zolik, Catherine Baggett, Linda and Drew, Sarah Prani, Teresa West, Lisa and Jim Sutton, Pamela Seeger, Valerie and Kenny Muller, Beth Zolik and Demetrius Stevens, Judith Perugini and Ronnie Langer, and Timothy Zolik. Sister-in-law Linda Fargin, brother-in-law Ronnie Fargin, mother-in-law Marjorie Fargin, and many other relatives and friends. Deborah M. Fargin, 64, of rural Hill Point. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Ashley Pulvermacher Fry McNamer and Hank McNamer had a son, Jackson Benjamin Stahl.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a 4-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Basketball Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Basketball Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Jeff and Gloria Joseph, Glenn and Deb Niemeyer, and Wilma and Casey. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, all the active weather in the country has shifted into eastern parts today from the Tennessee and Kentucky area over to the East Coast. Some heavy rain and thunderstorms. Some of those will be severe, and they can expect some flash flooding as well. Behind that front, though, a drier air mass has moved into the upper Midwest, making for some near ideal summer weather across our area. By tomorrow, though, we'll see another front drift in from the north. That is likely to trigger a couple of scattered showers and storms tomorrow afternoon in the northern half of Wisconsin. That front will settle over us tomorrow night and Thursday, so at least a chance of a couple of isolated showers. Very warm and humid air will pour back in from the southwest. Going into Friday and Saturday, we can make a run at 90 degrees once again, so definitely plan on having lots of refreshments and shade for your holiday gatherings. There could be some showers and storms building up, the most widespread chances on Saturday. Here's your forecast for the rest of today. It looks like a nice one with partly cloudy skies, not too humid, high temperature near 83, west-northwest wind around 10. Clear tonight, dropping to 62. Tomorrow, sunny or partly cloudy and rather warm with a high of 86, west wind up to 10. Small chance of a shower or thunderstorm Wednesday night, low in the mid-60s. Thursday, mixed skies and continued warm. Isolated thunderstorms may develop with a high of 86, wind variable at 4 to 8. 4th of July, partly cloudy, hot and humid. Slight chance of thunderstorms later in the day, low at 69, high all the way up to 91. Saturday, still very warm and humid. A few rounds of showers and storms likely, high in the upper 80s. As we go into Sunday, just a touch cooler, some cloud cover, along with a chance of showers, high near 80. Monday, mostly sunny, high temperature 79 degrees. Have yourself a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a sunny 82 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 86, our low this morning was 58. Our high so far today, 83. The record high for this date set in 1963 is 98. The record low, 44, was set in 1988. Last year's high was 73 with a low of 50. Sunset tonight will be at 8:46 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:25. Currently in Richland Center, we have east-southeast winds 3 to 5 miles per hour. The barometer is at 30.08. Relative humidity is 58% and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 82 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
An update to the National Action Plan for Safeguarding Children in Agriculture, today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Circumstances change, which is why the National Children's Center for Rural Agricultural Health and Safety in Marshfield, Wisconsin, updated a national action plan created in 1996. Center Director Andrea Swenson says the document was last revised in 2012.
Agriculture continues to change and progress, and we reviewed the plan and thought we needed to update as those changes happen. So we incorporated several new topics into the plan, such as automated agricultural production practices, new technologies, changing organizational and public policies, environmental exposures, and extreme weather.
Swenson says the revised plan has multiple goals, 7 in fact. However,
the main goal for the National Action Plan is to provide just an updated framework that protects the safety, health, and well-being of children who live, work, and visit farms and ranches in the United States. With this National Action Plan, we hope to create a roadmap for individuals and organizations to contribute both collectively and collaboratively towards achieving our main goals.
We'll drill down a little deeper into the revised action plan in tomorrow's show. Meanwhile, you can download a copy of it through the link on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
It's still not easy getting beef into China. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. What does it look like to plant number one? Pioneer brand corn and soybeans are number one in the U.S. for a reason. Check out this view from the top. Plant Pioneer corn and soybeans. The U.S. Meat Export Federation says beef facilities currently face some obstacles getting exports into China. USMEF's Joe Sheely tells Brownfield.
China has not been renewing or adding registrations for U.S. beef plants since all the way back in March. And so the majority of our U.S. beef plants are not currently eligible to ship to China.
He says U.S. beef shipments to China have nearly halted.
The April numbers are down about 70% year over year as more and more beef plants come up for their registration renewal. More and more of them will be ineligible.
Sheely says there are a few U.S. beef facilities that currently have access to China, but they face a 32% tariff. The early onset of tar spot in some parts of the country could mean producers may need to consider a second application of fungicide. Stephen Johnson is a territory agronomist for DeKalb Asgro.
So all based on what's the environment going to be giving us.
He tells Brownfield there's a strong chance a second application is needed, especially under irrigated fields.
We're going to actually cause that environment that's going to be favorable for tar spot. And if it's there, yeah, you may have to come back with a sequential. And when we do a sequential application, I like to see that at around the R3 prior to R4 stage.
Tar spot has already been confirmed in Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana. A North Iowa corn and soybean farmer is concerned weather conditions are favorable for disease pressure. Chris Edgington says June was wetter than normal.
Soybeans especially do not like wet feet. And they've got wet feet, and they're going to keep wet feet. And so there'll be some disease challenges.
He tells Brownfield there are crop diseases every growing season.
It just depends on which one. And this one looks to be one that's going to be caused by simply too much moisture.
So far, tar spot has not been a problem for corn farmers in his area. the hay harvest is expected to be larger in 2025. USDA says all hay harvested area, 49.7 million acres, and that's more than a million above the March guess and 335,000 higher than 2024. In Wisconsin, hay condition and volume varies quite a bit. Harvested area, 1.17 million acres compared to 1.29 million a year ago. Alfalfa and mixtures, 760,000 acres compared to 830,000 a year ago. Other hay, 410,000 acres harvested compared to 460,000 a year ago. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
It's tea time. Join the Wisconsin Soybean Association and drive soy forward during the second annual Clean Fuels Classic, Monday, July 28th in Evansville at the Evansville Golf Course. By teaming up with Clean Fuels Alliance America, WSA aims to unite Wisconsin farmers, industry leaders, and partners for a fun day of golf while supporting advocacy efforts that benefit soybean producers. It's not too late to register. Visit wisoybean.org for registration and sponsorship information. That's wisoybean.org. We'll see you on the green.
Are you considering a residential or agricultural building? Then you'll want to contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today. Since 1954, Burnham Lumber uses only the finest materials to ensure years of durability. Their salesmen will work with you to create a custom-designed building to meet your exact specifications. Burnham's offers experienced crews with quality workmanship or material packages to build it yourself. Contact Burnham Lumber today for all your building needs and ask about building material packages.
Direct cash cattle trade is quiet and cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to an expectedly quiet start. Bids have yet to surface. Early asking prices have been floated around $225 plus live in the South, while the North has not been established. Show lists for the week are mixed, higher in Texas and Nebraska and Colorado, but lower in Kansas. With the Friday holiday, it's very likely significant trade volume is going to take place a little earlier than normal. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers were steady to $20 higher, with the biggest increase on 4 and 5 weight calves. Feeder heifers sold in a wide range, from $7 lower to $8 higher. The USDA says supply was light with good demand. Medium and large one feeder steer, 600 to 649 pounds, brought $340 to $370. Feeder steers, 805 to 833 pounds, brought $306 to $318. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 550 to 599 pounds, brought $332 to $353. Box beef was higher at midday on moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice was up a quarter at $295.81. Select was 92 cents higher at $385.02. Cash hog prices at the major directs were lower at midday. The market continues to focus primarily on demand. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, and that's helping provide support. But there is some long-term uncertainty and inconsistency. For example, China had a large presence in the latest export sales report from the USDA, but it hasn't been consistent in its purchasing habits. Domestic demand has also shown some strength recently as pork remains competitively priced in the retail space. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct are down $3.23 with a base range of $108 to $112 and a weighted average of $109.28. The Western Corn Belt had no comparison at midday, but a weighted average of $109.28. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $84. And pork values were sharply lower at midday, down $2.28 at $113.09. Bellies, butts, and picnics were all sharply lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield. Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's weekly livestock market update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the weekly livestock market update each week on Brownfield.
Make plans to visit the Blue River Farmers Market every second and fourth Tuesday from 4 until 6:30 at Blue River Park. Enjoy fresh produce, flowers, artisan crafts, food trucks, baked goods, natural products, jams, jellies, candles, jewelry, gifts, cotton candy, and more. It's fun for all ages now through September 23rd. Want to be one of the amazing vendors? Call or DM the Friends of Blue River Facebook page. The Blue River Farmers Market, small town charm, big time fun.
Soybeans and hogs are mixed. Cattle and corn are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Turn potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein and leveraging the extensive knowledge of their agronomic experts. Stein has yield. Soybeans are mixed, mostly weak. The USDA's national crop rating held, and near-term development conditions remain mostly favorable. Commodities in general continue to wait for any more public progress on trade talks. July beans are down 3/4 at 10.29. August is steady at 10.18 and a quarter. Soybean products are mixed, with August meal down 270 at 273.10, and August bean oil up 100 at 53.65. Corn's down modestly. The national crop rating was up on the week, and early developments mostly on schedule. Demand continues to be favorable, but there could be more export competition from South America in the near future. September was down 3 at 406 and a quarter, and December's 3.5 lower at 422. And wheat's higher. The USDA's winter wheat rating dipped, and the harvest is slower than normal. The spring wheat rating declined as well, with scattered rain expected in the northern plains. September Chicago's up 9.25 at 547.5. September Kansas City's up 1.25 at 528. September Minneapolis wheat's 5.25 higher at 626 a bushel. Live and feeder cattle are sharply lower on technical liquidation, but contracts have come up from the day's lows. August live's 240 lower at 211.47. October's down $1.92 at 208.25. August feeders are 370 lower at 306.97. September's down 372 at 306.90. And hogs are mixed, mostly lower on spread trade and cash and wholesale pressure. Pork's down at midday. Cash business is steady to lower. August lean is down 5 at 107.42. October's up 20 at 92.60. And over in the broader market, crude oil's firm. The Dow's up sharply. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hello, this is Chase Hester, 21 Timstock Auction Realty. Reminder, we will be having a hay sale July 2nd, and we will close on Thursday at 12 noon, and we will be closed all day Friday, July 4th. Have a happy holiday. Machinery, gates, feeders, and more online only ending July 9th at 6 p.m. Soft close. 175 acres located in Bagley, Wisconsin. Online only auction up and running right now. Check out our website for more details. We have real estate agents looking for listings. Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timstockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
The importance of traveling bees. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. A migratory pollination system is essential for U.S. agriculture. In fact, many crops would suffer reduced yields and quality without it. Matt Malika, who facilitates the Honeybee Health Coalition, says honeybees are trucked around the U.S. in a highly coordinated process that supports crop pollination.
They pull up to a crop when it's flowering, and that they're such an incredible part of our food supply.
Honeybees start in California to pollinate almond orchards, which is the largest annual pollination event in the world.
Following almonds, bees are moved around the country to help in the pollination efforts for apples, cherries, raspberries, watermelons, blueberries, cucumbers, and pumpkins, to name a few. In the summer months, many commercial honeybee hives are then moved to the upper Midwest to produce honey, while others are moved to other parts of the country to aid in the pollination of summer crops. Malika says there are plenty of ways to help promote pollinator health, but if you're looking at ways to help, there's one thing you can do.
The biggest thing is just planting flowers.
Once the cycle is complete, bees are returned to the south or placed in controlled environments to overwinter and recover. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
This news update at 1 o'clock is sponsored today by Classic Auto Body, where quality meets craftsmanship. And also by the Richland Family Prescription Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. After weeks of wrangling and infighting and a marathon Votorama session over proposed cuts to Medicaid, Senate Republicans a short time ago passing the massive budget package.
On this vote, the yeas are 50. The nays are 50.
The vote, mostly along party lines, Vice President J.D. Vance casting the tie-breaking vote. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more.
After a marathon voting session that lasted more than 26 hours, the Senate passed the massive measure by the slimmest of margins. Three GOP senators voted against it, but Vice President J.D. Vance cast the tie-breaking vote in favor. The bill now goes back to the